From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump tells a news conference in Washington that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic when, in fact, he says it is running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days. Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia. He said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned was because he had been dishonest with Vice President Pence when he denied that he took that he denied the contacts took place. The president said he will issue a new executive order on immigration next week. His first order was turned down by the courts. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haley spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the conflict. During a joint news conference Wednesday, President Trump said he could live with either a one- or two-state solution to the conflict, depending on what the two sides agree to. Haley said any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinians, and that the United States is just there to support the process. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. House Democratic Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said he believes there is sufficient bipartisan support to allow the bill to pass with a veto-proof vote. This is VOA News.